Fox 21 TV's Jason Vincent says he braces himself every Monday morning after the Packers get bumped in favor of the Vikings on his station. He knows he's going to get honked off calls from northern Wisconsin. But since his station is in Duluth, he says they're required by the NFL to put the purple and gold on over the green and gold.
It has absolutely nothing to do with us. If it was our game, we'd love to do both, and we'd love to make everybody happy, but we know that's just not going to happen.
But NFL Director of Corporate Communications Dan Masonson says TV stations do have a choice. He says they could ask for Packers games instead. Meanwhile, a big crowd waited to watch the game last Sunday at the neighborly bar in Ashland. Owner Crunch Ronning says he lost half his crowd when the Vikes hit the screen.
We're in Wisconsin, and the Super Bowl champs ain't on TV. That's ridiculous.
Packer fan Heidi Van Dunk of Bayfield says it's more than a game.
Maybe folks that aren't fans might think that it's rather silly, you know, in a time when there's a lot of important life events going on all around us. But when it's what you love and it's a part of your history, for some people I know it defines a lot of who they are. It means everything to them to be able to sit down and watch that game.
Meanwhile, Crunch Ronning says they turned off the Vikings game.
They're not fun to watch even if they're winning. They're not fun to watch ever. You know what the saying goes. You know why North and South Dakota don't have a professional football team? Because Minnesota would want one, too.
The next time the two teams schedule conflict is still several weeks away. Van Dunk says they'll be able to root for Curly Lambeau's club until that next dark Sunday.
You bet. Go Pack.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.